This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV, 5 topics in about 10 minutes for November 4th, 2019. I'm Derek Gilbert. Topic number 5 today, the Journalism Intelligence Complex, an online source for conservative news and opinion called The Federalist, has learned that the now-outed CIA and FBI informant Stefan Halper, pictured here, served as a source for Washington Post reporter David Ignatius in a number of stories aimed at discrediting Lieutenant General Michael Flynn. This is more evidence that the intelligence community is essentially weaponizing the mainstream media in trying to reverse the results of the 2016 presidential election. Remember, generally speaking, if the New York Times breaks a story that relies on anonymous sources, it's coming from the FBI. When the Washington Post breaks a story that relies on unnamed sources, it's probably from the CIA or NSA. Anyway, the Federalist article is too detailed to go into here, but it boils down to this. Halper fed information to Post reporter David Ignatius, which, according to the attorney for Lieutenant General Michael Flynn, included slandering Flynn with accusations of an affair with a young academic, a British national of Russian descent, whom he met at an official dinner at Cambridge University in 2014 when General Flynn was the director of the Defense Intelligence Agency. Now, if you watched this program for any length of time, you remember that we reported that when General Flynn was the head of DIA back in 2012 through 2014, he was the lone voice inside the Obama White House arguing that the American government should stop sending weapons to Islamist rebels inside Syria because there are no moderate rebels in Syria. The leading groups were Al-Qaeda's Syrian branch and the group who became the Islamic State. In fact, the DIA's report in August of 2012, obtained by Judicial Watch, shows that the DIA was saying exactly that in its analysis. If we keep sending them weapons, they will create an independent Islamic State in Syria and Iraq, destabilizing both countries. And that's exactly what happened. Well, for his trouble, Lieutenant General Michael Flynn was pushed out a year before his scheduled retirement. And then in 2016, he was named National Security Advisor by President-elect Donald Trump, which made General Flynn the very first target of the deep state trying to roll back what the American voters had decided in November of 2016. The holdovers in the Obama administration tried to push him out using Halper to feed information to the Washington Post. That information now coming out in court proceedings regarding General Flynn. Now, moving over to the Russia side of the equation. The Ukraine side of the equation, since the Russia stuff didn't work. In testimony last Thursday, Tim Morrison, who is a senior White House official on the National Security Council, who resigned his post to pursue other options just before testifying to the House Intelligence Committee as part of the impeachment hearings, he listened in. He was one of the people listening in on President Trump's now infamous phone call with Ukraine's President Vladimir Zelensky. He said that he was not concerned that the president had done anything to break the law. He also said that he was not aware of anything meaningful or substantial that had been left out of the White House transcript of that phone call that was released to the public several weeks ago. This contradicts the testimony of one of the other people listening in on the phone call, Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman. So it's come down to he said over the substance of the call, which again, was released by the White House before these hearings began, which I think took the Intelligence Committee by surprise. I remind you, the constitutional standard for impeachment is this, and you can look this up, Article 2, Section 4 of the United States Constitution. The president, vice president, and all civil officers of the United States shall be removed from office on impeachment for and conviction of treason, bribery, or other high crimes and misdemeanors. Treason? Nothing like that in that phone call. Bribery? Nothing like that in that phone call. And nothing else that rises to that level either. Sounded like the president asking for a favor, maybe a little bit of horse trading going on, which, oh, by the way, that's exactly what politics is. Did anybody call for the impeachment of Barack Obama when he leaned over and said to Russian President Dmitry Medvedev, hey, tell Vladimir I'll have more flexibility after the election? No, they did not. That's a rhetorical question. This is bad precedent. And I would say this if this were Republicans going after a Democratic president on this basis. If we're going to claim that a president can be removed because of policy disagreements held by his underlings who are serving at his pleasure, then no president ever again will be safe in the United States, and the balance of power outlined in the Constitution has just gone out the window. This is not the Democratic Party's finest hour. Topic number four, the war on men. Exhibit A, the new issue of GQ, which used to stand for Gentleman's Quarterly. I think it stands for something else now, but I won't speculate as to what. According to GQ editor-in-chief Will Welch, they've been working on this since January, tackling abusive aspects of masculinity in our culture and featuring an article from, and I quote now, a gender non-binary actor who is simultaneously advocating for greater inclusivity in Hollywood and acknowledging their own privilege, end quote. Now, there, because gender non-binary, neither he nor she or his nor her, so it's their privilege. But how can you have privilege while at the same time demanding more inclusivity? I mean, if you're privileged, aren't you already... Another article in the magazine from an anthropologist who is debunking the idea that testosterone determines male behavior. Now, wait a minute. If we're simultaneously the product of evolution, which favored behaviors that gave us some sort of evolutionary advantage or competitive advantage over other species, how is it we've reached a point in our evolution that biology doesn't determine our behavior anymore? I'm so confused. The cover of GQ features the rapper Pharrell wearing a flowing yellow gown that frankly makes him look like a giant ear of corn, but I digress. This apparently is the new masculinity. And if this is true, then you can have it. We now live in a brave new world here in these United States where a man can be named Woman of the Year. Drag queens are reading stories to toddlers in public libraries. Men are shattering women's athletic records. And men are menstruating and having babies. Our minds are so open, our brains have fallen out. Have you not read, created he them from the beginning, male and female? Topic number three, the war on children. Former fifth grade teacher in New Jersey sentenced to 17 years in prison Friday after admitting to secretly filming children in a summer theater camp bathroom and then using the footage to create a child porn music video. The 40-year-old will serve at least 10 years before he's eligible for parole. Meanwhile, endocrinologists are pushing back against a recent statement by the Pediatric Endocrine Society, which asserts that puberty-blocking drugs are reversible and effective at alleviating the stress of having the wrong puberty. Having the wrong, that would be the one that your biology sort of forces upon you whether you want it or not. Again, we've allegedly reached a point in human evolution where biology no longer determines our behavior, which, again, makes no kind of logical sense whatsoever. I forgot my duct tape. The statement was released last week by the Pediatric Endocrine Society, which was presented as concern for transgender and gender-diverse youth and their parents, speaking out against public discourse that delegitimizes the self-expression of gender identities. The group said such negative discourse undermines the rights of youth who identify as the opposite sex to express their identity as they wish and to receive gender-affirming therapies and medical treatments. It's no longer gender transitioning or gender reassignment. It's gender-affirming. They must focus group these terms because words matter. Anyway, an endocrinologist in Rockland, California, Michael Laidlaw, gave an interview last week to the Christian Post and said, it's critical to understand that medical organizations like the Endocrine Society, the Pediatric Endocrine Society, and the American Academy of Pediatrics have been taken over by the most radical elements within those organizations, just like public education. According to Laidlaw, what these medical societies have created is an institutionalized childhood pathway toward sterility. In other words, deconstructing what God created and called good. From the beginning created he them, male and female. This is so irrational that it must be spiritual. And when you understand that, then this whole thing makes a lot more sense. Topic number two, Trump's new advisor. It's not unusual for presidents to call on spiritual advisors to give them counsel. Dwight D. Eisenhower, Richard Nixon turned to Billy Graham. Barack Obama preferred Rick Warren. President Trump has now named Paula White, televangelist from Florida, as a spiritual advisor. She is a promoter of the prosperity gospel, but by the same token, she has regularly facilitated meetings between conservative Christian pastors and officials inside the Trump White House. And according to friends who've been part of some of these meetings, they are meeting with more open ears in the White House than conservative Christians have had access to in years past. Even during the George W. Bush White House, where some involved in those meetings learned that while the advisors to the president in the Bush White House apparently welcomed the input of Christian pastors, behind the scenes, they were laughing at us and at how starstruck we were at being invited to the White House. Apparently, that's not the case in the Trump administration. But remember, regardless of what you think of Ms. White's theology, we did not elect a pastor in chief or a theologian in chief. We elected a chief executive officer whose job is to administer the laws of the United States according to the Constitution to the best of his ability. And if you're looking at it honestly, you've got to say, as a Christian, this president has done better at that in terms of protecting religious liberties and religious freedom than any president in recent memory. Bear that in mind when it comes, well, we're just 1 year minus one day away from casting our votes again. Coming up, divorcing a ghost. That's next on 5 and 10.
Unveiling the ancient realms of demonic kings and Satan's battle plan for Armageddon, Skywatch TV is proud to announce two new special offers. The Veneration Collection with optional Red Wing Saga series. First, in Derek and Sharon Gilbert's new groundbreaking book, Veneration, you'll learn how the giants of old shaped the worldview and religion of the Hebrews, and the role they will play in the end times. How veneration of the dead brought disaster on the Israelites. Concealed references of ancestor worship among the Canaanites, and so much more. But for a limited time only, when you purchase Veneration from Skywatch TV, you'll also receive Realms of the Dead, Book 6 in the Red Wing Saga from Sharon K. Gilbert, that explores the true historical link between Mount Hermon and Jack the Ripper. The key characters of this supernatural thriller will face their most terrifying challenge yet, as a powerful new watcher has joined the confrontation that could bring forth the Antichrist and the end of days. But that's not all. You'll also receive the brand new DVD documentary, The Search for the Raphaim, where Derek and Sharon Gilbert take you on a guided tour of the Holy Land, ground zero in the long war with the fallen realm. You will see mysterious Gilgal Raphaim created for the veneration of the dead. The plains of Moab, where worshiping the god of the underworld brought disaster on Israel. And bonus teachings by guests like Pastor Carl Gallops and Messianic Rabbi Zev Parat. And for a limited time only, you'll receive absolutely free the brand new reprinting of the original 1921 classic work, Immortality and the Unseen World, which reveals the Hebrew concepts of the supernatural realm, death, angels, and demons. Sold separately, this exclusive offer retails for $90. Yours now for only $35 plus shipping and handling. But wait, now you have the option to upgrade and expand your collection by including all five previously released books in the Red Wing Saga, where you'll learn spiritual warfare through gripping stories with characters you'll love. The expanded collection, which includes all 8 books and The Search for the Rephaim DVD documentary, holds a retail value of $190. Yours now for your donation of only $100 plus shipping and handling. So don't delay. Order the Veneration Collection with optional Red Wing Saga series now. Available at SkywatchTVStore.com or call 1-844-750-4985.
And topic number one, how do you divorce a spirit? Apparently with an exorcism. You might have heard this story when this came around a few years ago. A woman claimed that she'd married the ghost of a 300-year-old Haitian pirate named Jack Teague, who just sort of happened to look exactly like Johnny Depp from the Pirates of the Caribbean movies. Anyway, yeah, she claimed they met when he appeared as an apparition inside her bedroom. After a couple of years of dating, she made it formal, sailed out into international waters with a medium who, you know, through whom Pirate Jack said, "I do." Well, this apparently led to some real serious health issues, which the woman, whose name is Amanda Large, realized were because of her relationship with this spirit. So she decided to break it off, divorce Pirate Jack, which led to even worse health issues, necessitating the exorcism. Here's the thing. The only example we have in Scripture of a human ghost coming back is when the prophet Samuel delivered a message from God to King Saul. Now, that may happen, but I think that's the template for when it happens. It's only allowed by God for specific reasons and purposes. Human spirits do not hang around on the planet waiting to fulfill their mission, destiny, whatever, only when allowed by God. So a spirit that contacts you, remember the Apostle John's warning, test them because not all are from God. Case in point. Hence, when you want to divorce yourself from one, yeah, call on the power of the Holy Spirit and get deliverance. Hey, next August, the Skywatch TV Defender Conference comes back to Branson. We've moved to a larger venue. This is the Chateau on the Lake, which is an absolutely gorgeous facility overlooking the beautiful Table Rock Lake near Branson. Featured speakers, Pat Boone, Governor Mike Huckabee, Rabbi Jonathan Kahn, Dr. Alveda King, and Tom Horn, speaking at his first conference in 4 years, might be his last one as well. The reason I'm bringing this information to you is because I was advised this morning we're down below 200 seats left for this conference. Yes, it's not coming until the end of August of 2020, but if you want to be there, you really need to act now. For more information and to reserve your place, log on to defenderconference.com. That's defenderconference.com. This week on Skywatch TV, you find out directly from Tom Horn, Nita Horn, and Joe Horn how you are helping children who've been abused physically, emotionally, sexually, through the work we do at Whispering Ponies Ranch and our partner ministries like Royal Family Kids, how you can help children heal. That program broadcast around the country. You can find out when and where by logging on to skywatchtv.com/channels. That's where you'll find our broadcast schedule. But of course, you control our schedule if you've got the Skywatch TV channel on Roku, Apple TV, or Amazon Fire TV. Got one of those? Then just click the button and we will broadcast when you want it. You'll find out how to do that, by the way, at skywatchtv.com. Look in the top menu bar there. There's a link that says Skywatch TV On Demand. Right next to that is a link for the Skywatch TV mobile app, where you can download the programs direct to your smartphone or tablet, along with our web-exclusive programs like Chalk Talk, Sci-Friday, Unraveling Revelation, Into the Multiverse, daily news updates, and, of course, news that the mainstream media overlooks, a calendar of events, of upcoming appearances, speaking engagements by Skywatch TV personalities, all of that on the free mobile app. Download that instructions on how to do that at skywatchtv.com. DerekPGilbert.com. My website is DerekPGilbert.com. Features a new interview for my podcast with Carl Teichrib about what happened at Burning Man this year and why you should care, as well as the weekly Bible study that Sharon and I produce, the Gilbert House Fellowship. You'll find that at DerekPGilbert.com. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.